With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. Montana's U.S. senators cast votes along party lines as a divided Senate today determined they are within their constitutional powers to move forward with the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. Most Republicans, including Senator Steve Daines, stood behind Trump's lawyers, arguing the trial is unconstitutional because Trump is no longer in office. Democratic Senator John Tester voted with his party members and half a dozen Republicans to move forward with the trial. Opening arguments in the trial are set to begin tomorrow. MTPR will carry live special coverage of the trial from NPR. The Montana Senate Judiciary Committee advanced four bills that would restrict abortion access in the state. The committee voted today in favor of all four bills along party lines, with Republicans in favor and Democrats against. The bills have already passed votes by the House. They head next to hearings by the full Senate. Governor Greg Gianforte has promised to sign at least two of the bills if they arrive on his desk. Forecasters say dangerously cold wind chills, reaching as low as 55 degrees below zero, will set in across the northern plains this week as an Arctic air mass lingers over the central U.S. The National Weather Service issued wind chill warnings and advisories yesterday for areas of central and north central Montana. The bitter freeze is expected to last for at least the next 7 days, with wind chills that can cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 5 minutes. Parents are advised not to leave their children alone outside at school bus stops. According to the Lewis and Clark County Health Officer, some Helena businesses are raising concerns about state lawmakers in town for the ongoing legislative session, flouting public health guidance amid the COVID-19 pandemic. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Dorinda Neiman, the county's health officer, wrote in a letter to legislative leaders this week that businesses have reported lawmakers not wearing face coverings indoors and disregarding requests to don masks per state directive and local rule. Neiman asked leaders to, quote, communicate clear expectations to the broader legislative body that both state and local rules are followed when patronizing business in this community, unquote. Senator Jason Ellsworth, chair of the legislature's COVID-19 response panel, spoke on the Senate floor Tuesday to ask lawmakers to respect local public health orders, although he said the complaints didn't seem, quote, definitive, unquote. Republican lawmakers, who hold majorities in both chambers of the legislature, declined to require legislators to wear masks or socially distance in the Capitol building. Instead, they created a COVID-19 response panel to deal with virus-related issues. Senate Minority Leader Jill Konauer said that she and House Minority Leader Kim Abbott have tried to push the response panel to put more rules in place for lawmakers.
And what we've gotten is stonewalled and no ability to essentially work within that system.
Senator Ellsworth said that he spoke with Neiman Tuesday and that she would not give specifics on which lawmakers were the subjects of complaints. He said the health department needs to do more vetting.
Because if there is a legislator that is not following local guidelines, then I would want to know so that we can address it with that legislator.
Ellsworth, like many Republican lawmakers, does not wear a mask in the Capitol. So far this session, three lawmakers, all Republican, have tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.